Alma, water concerns dominated conversations about a 16-unit development proposed in a residential area on the edge of Alma at a public meeting in Mapleton Tuesday evening. Proposed by developer Exact Construction, the development would see 16 single-family residential lots serviced by private septic and well on a 19.4-acre triangle-shaped lot with frontage on Church Street and Peel Street West. A stormwater management and park area is also proposed. This was a concern for several residents at a public meeting in Mapleton Tuesday evening, with most asking how the development would impact the wells since the last subdivision downgraded their water, big time. One resident, Wes Huizinga, said the water in his well has dropped roughly 5 feet in the last 15 years and he's had to install a pipe to take water from lower down. I hate to say it this way, but we were there first, said Delegate Brandon Miller. I've been in Alma my whole life and I love the town. I'm not opposed to seeing future growth, I think it's great, but if it's affecting the residents of our nice little hamlet and the water and everything else, I just want to make sure something actually gets done about it. Others shared concerns about flooding and drainage, especially given the proposed development's location on the top of the hill and ongoing flooding issues already being experienced by some residents in the community. I don't sleep when the river is running high like this, so with these 16 homes, I won't be able to sleep at all, said another delegate, Jason Turo. Submitting a 13-page letter opposing the development prior to her delegation, Heather Smith specifically spoke on the development contributing to future issues related to water quantity and quality as more developments are constructed in town and surrounding areas. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any more development at all in Alma, I'm just saying I'm expecting the council and the officials to make a good decision that's going to maintain the status quo of us not having to be hooked to municipal water, said Smith. I think water quantity is a big issue and I'd hate to see up to 16 houses being built and then in a short period of time after, those people start having problems. Resident Liam Smith asked whether any thought has been put into lengthening the sidewalk on Peel Street West considering how many kids use that route to go to school. In a similar vein, Count. Amanda Reed asked whether new sidewalks are proposed to be installed on the other side of Peel Street West since they currently end at Alexander Street. Township planner Linda Redmond said the existing sidewalk on Peel Street West is proposed to be extended to the subdivision entrance, in addition to new sidewalks within the development. Church and Alexander Street are proposed to be paved and maybe widened at a cost share with the developer. We don't want to see anybody's property be impacted negatively, and if there's any way we can offer improvements through this process, we absolutely hope we can do that as well, said Redmond. Concerns about groundwater impacts, stormwater management and drainage were also reflected in comments from the Grand River Conservation Authority and Township Engineer, Carly Dixon, who said she doesn't support the development as submitted. Preliminary comments from the Mapleton Fire Department said the new road widths and turn radius must accommodate emergency vehicles. On-site water supplies for firefighting may also be required. Speaking on behalf of the applicant, land use planner Chris Karoski said the concerns about water issues came through, loud and clear, and will be addressed in their next submission. No decision was made at the meeting. While a recommendation report will come back to council at a future date, the County of Wellington will decide on the final approval. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.